Hello and welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 15. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. It's good recovery there.
And I'll edit that long pause out.
Yeah, that's okay. You're going to have to edit this out now, talking about the long pause, because people are going to be like, what is he talking about?
That's true.
Or you just leave it in. No big deal.
Yeah. It depends on how long the episode is.
Yeah. Length has everything to do with it.
That's what I hear.
That is what I hear, too.
All right. I guess first question is, what are you drinking on tonight?
All right. Ready?
Yep.
That was me popping the top on a cool, crisp root beer, whichever way you like to pronounce it.
So you're drinking beer, just not
alcoholic. Yeah, sans alcoholy. This is A&W, so.
Oh, there you go.
Cool and crisp.
I've got several things. I can't move my neck to the right any more than this because I slept on it wrong.
Awesome.
So that's cool.
You need to go see a chiropractor.
Yeah, they're too damn expensive, though.
The one I went to last was like $35 or $30 or something like that.
Oh, that's not bad.
He did a pretty good job.
As for tonight's episode, I have two open letters, one about Kanye West and one about Elf on the Shelf.
Awesome, yes.
I've got Dr. Jeff, and I have Grind My Gears, and I've got one Black Friday story.
Woohoo! Sounds pretty par for the course.
What do you have?
We got grinds and lubes, and I could tell a couple stories also.
Alright.
Some of them have to do with the grinds and or lubes, so.
Okay, well, I can start off with my Black Friday story, and we can just go from there.
Yeah, let's do that, since that's just happened here not very long ago.
Okay, so I was scheduled 4 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Awesome.
So I get there at 4, and Roz finds me and says, hey, will you get the store breakfast? Here's the company credit. There's only one 24-hour McDonald's close by. So I drive, and, you know, you can go in or whatever, but I'm like, I'm not getting out of the fucking car. It's kind of cold out.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through the drive-thru, and I, you know, drive up, and the lady's like, you know, she can barely speak English. She says, welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you? And I was like, yeah, I need 50 Egg McMuffins. Mm. And she was like, say what? I was like, oh, that's not it. I got 150 breakfast sandwiches in total.
Awesome. Some sausage biscuits, maybe.
Yeah, and I think some bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I had to wait for, you know, like 30 minutes. I mean, that's a lot. But when they came out, it was three Mexican guys. And all of this was in two large boxes and a huge sack.
Mm-hmm, nice. Sounds like a beginning of good porn.
Right. But anyway, the whole, say what?
In perfect English. Yeah.
Yeah, but everything else I couldn't understand.
Man, you should have gone and got some steak and eggs from IHOP or something like that. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I had to show them the receipt, though.
Oh, well. Yeah. Like 50 orders of steak and eggs?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought that's what you meant by breakfast.
And then they got us pizza for lunch, which they got my favorite place, so that was cool.
What is your favorite place?
Marco's.
Marco's Pizza. Never had it. I've seen it. I've passed it many times, but I've never had it. It's
right down the street from my job location, right by Sonic.
Yep, pass it all the time when I'm going out to the BA area.
Yeah.
Southern BA.
All right, so that's my story. The say what, lady.
Fantastic. I'm going to open a fortune cookie live on the air. And I'm going to read my fortune. I'm also going to read the Chinese or Japanese word that comes on it.
Wait, that what's on it?
Chinese or Japanese word.
Oh, okay.
Not sure. Ugh. For a second there, I thought it was blank. Your winsome smile will be your sure protection. Protection from what? AIDS? I don't know.
Sudden death?
See, I could jump out in front of a car and smile and it's going to protect me?
It's not going to be like Meet Joe Black.
Can I do that and then sue this eating establishment?
Do you not even eat the cookie?
No. It don't really taste like anything.
It just tastes like sugar, really.
Yeah, like I need some flavor. I had a friend who got a fortune cookie the other day that was blank. The fortune was blank. I said, that's probably not a good sign.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't leave the house.
Good point. What do you want to do first? Do you want to talk about some of your stories or grind my gears or what?
We can do that. I had an awkward event happen tonight at dinner. I went and got pizza for dinner and...
Where at?
Cece's Pizza.
Okay.
Just down the street. And not my favorite, but it's quick and cheap. And I had a lot to do tonight. So I'm just sitting there. I had my book, reading a book. And this girl comes up to me. She was of Eastern Asian persuasion. I don't know. I don't know exactly where from. The headphone thing is doing the back and forth. Yeah. Anyway, so she just walks up and says, hey, and then drops a card. Not a card, but like a postcard size piece of paper talking about the homeless and blah, 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 and how I should give money to them.
Okay.
So not even a, she didn't even present herself or anything. So first of all, I'm annoyed because someone just walks up and drops this on the table, you know, next to my plate and everything. And I look at it and I read it and I'm like, okay, this is dumb. Giving to the homeless, that's not dumb.
Right.
But the presentation of it. And so I hand it back to her and I say, I don't have any cash on me, which was a true statement.
Right.
And she's like, oh, you could just give a dollar. And I said, I don't have any cash on me. And she's like, you don't even have a dollar? And so I pull my wallet out and show her the empty money clip. I said, I don't have any cash on me. Oh, okay, thank you. Have a good night. And then just walks off. And it's like, even if I was lying and had some money on me, I probably wouldn't have given it to her just because of the way she went about the entire thing.
Right.
You know, first of all, I'm there to eat. I'm obviously reading, so I'm focused on this. Don't just come walk up and throw something on my table.
Yeah, how do you know she's not going to go buy some pizza with that
money?
Yeah,
who knows? But it's like, have a better tactic than that. So, whatever. The homeless are probably going to go hungry and die tonight because I didn't give them a dollar.
Yeah, because that dollar would have got them ramen noodle that they'd have to eat raw because they had no microwave or water.
That's true. Yeah, I guess they could have gone through, got a McDouble from McDonald's or something. But
yeah, or to the 99-cent store that's nothing's really 99 cents. Yeah,
no such thing anymore. I remember the old dollar store where everything was actually a dollar.
Yeah, everything was, like, made cheaply, but it was a dollar.
Hey, you could enjoy it for the ride home. You know, a little toy gun you got that shot the suction cup thing. Yeah, it worked for a couple of days. Then when it stopped working, you just pretended it was a real gun.
What else do we have?
Man, I've got some grinds and lubes as per usual.
All right. Well, you can start the grinds and I'll go after you.
Oh, I like being first and last. Beats headphones.
Okay.
Guys who walk around with Beats headphones in public.
Okay.
Bluetooth headsets.
Yep.
Anyone who walks around in public wearing a Bluetooth headset?
I agree.
Especially in like a movie or a show of some sort. Do you really need to wear that the entire time? Daylight savings time?
Yep.
Hate coming home at 5 o'clock and it being dark? Crunchy peanut butter?
Ugh.
Seriously. Waiting? Mannheim steamroller? It's the cheesiest sounding music ever. It's like...
Yeah, it's horrible.
This is horrible. U2 isn't coming back to Oklahoma on the next tour?
I know. I saw that on their tour.
Really disappointing.
And the Foo Fighters are coming to Oklahoma, but Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Christmas shopping for my family?
Oh, dude. Don't even get me started.
They're the most impossible people to buy for. I mean, my brother's not so bad because he always has a specific list. And his wife is the same way. She'll have a specific list. My mom and stepdad and sister, impossible. My sister's list was like the end of institutionalized racism and sexism. Something else. I don't remember. They were all hypothetical stuff like that. Nothing actual. I can buy at a store. Where was I? Oh, being asked for money while I'm trying to eat dinner.
Yeah.
Random notes on my phone that I have no clue what they mean or what they were for, but I'm too scared to delete them because I might remember or need them someday.
That's so true.
Finding a random key, again, that I don't want to get rid of because I might find a need for it someday, but I have no clue what it goes to as of right now.
Right.
And the cold. That's just going to be a perpetual grind until it starts warming up. I mean, it's not even that cold out right now, but it's just, I want to go do stuff and I can't. I want to ride my motorcycle and I can't.
Well, see, I've got a grind that's similar to that, but it takes to a different level. But okay, I'll go ahead and do mine.
Yeah, go for it.
Baby reveals.
Yeah.
I am getting so sick of seeing those fucking things on Facebook or whatever, and they come up with new ways to do it.
I don't understand.
The cold with no snow. If it's going to be cold, why not?
At least drop a foot of snow.
Right.
None of this half an inch of snow that doesn't even do anything.
Yeah. How everything is pretzels right now. There's like pretzel pizza, pretzel sandwiches.
Pretzel buns, yeah. I don't understand.
Domino's pizza. It's fucking gross. Spider bites.
Mm-hmm.
The stupid Pandora jewelry and their commercials.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Depression.
Yeah, that sucked.
Black Friday. Xbox. When people drink raw eggs. The word wicker. Rough times for good people. Waking up in a cold room after sweating.
Ooh, yeah.
Canker sores.
Mm.
Tap water. Gnomes. Dragon Ball Z. Thieves.
I just call it Dragon Balls.
Yeah. When someone says, this smells horrible and wants you to smell it.
Yeah.
How I can't grow a beard. When people get offended because I don't laugh at a joke that they think is funny but I don't. Pulled muscles. Shingle. How horrible people act during the Christmas season. Spilled milk.
Mm,
dude. Why? Huh?
Do you cry?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I know you're a fan of one of these, but white and dark chocolate, ham, bad timing in anything.
That's true, yes.
Old Dirty Bastards music.
Yeah.
Not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with loss, weddings, dumpsters, when you sleep in a bed where your feet hang off, when your blanket is too short, really dirty porn magazines that show stuff like The Golden Shower.
Yeah, we should subscribe Cordell to some of those.
Yeah. He'd want dude ones, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is my final one, but I know it shouldn't, but it does. People who watch the Super Bowl strictly to watch the commercials.
Yeah, that's irritating also. The commercials aren't even a big deal anymore because they're usually released on the interwebs a week or two before.
And I don't know if it's just me or what, but the last 10 years, they haven't been as funny as they used to be.
That's been horrible because everyone gets together as a group to watch the Super Bowl, and there's always the one person who's like, I'm a fan of, well, it just depends on the group, of giving it about a 30-minute head start so that we can fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah.
There's always someone, oh, let's watch the commercials, let's do that. It's like, no, that was the whole point of delaying the start time or whatever. So.
Exactly. All right, time for your Luby Lubes. Go ahead and say boobies.
Yep, that's number one. Road trips, hot coffee. I should have put cold coffee on my grind. I didn't think about that. Amazon, I'm addicted. I need to start an Amazon support group. Maybe I can make some money off of it so I can spend it on Amazon.
There you go.
Sugar cookies.
Oh, man, yeah.
Snickerdoodles. Snickerdoodles. I couldn't get that out. That's the only kind of cookies I like. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Use that to counter Mannheim Steamroller. I'm kind of sad I didn't go to the show this last Thursday. Free refills?
Yeah.
Don't understand how there are places that still have refills that are not free.
Or charge for air.
Yes, exactly. Sushi? I went and tried a new sushi place the other day. It was pretty good. And they gave me free miso soup, so that made me really happy.
All right.
The old original Looney Tunes.
Yep.
Or Merry Melodies. The old original Tom and Jerry.
Yep.
The new stuff, newer stuff is just crap.
It's weird.
And Tom and Jerry Kids. It was like, what cracks me up is that now, you know, they basically had to censor a lot of the old stuff because it was racist or sexist or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. And GTA 5, man. I started playing it again. It's just awesome.
Such a fun game.
Yeah. It's like, I played it for how long, and I still find stuff to do or just, you know, go fool around with stuff. Just amazing.
Do you do the online a lot?
No, I've never played the online. Okay. I'm kind of tempted to, but...
But not so much at times?
Yeah, I don't know. Not very good at online. I don't game enough to be good online.
I guess I can do an open letter about Kanye West.
Oh, please do. I'm excited about this. I hate that guy.
Yeah, I do too.
Hate him with a capital A.
Good old Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, that tells me, it reminds me of a story I'll tell, but after you do your thing.
All right, here we go. Open letter to Kanye West. Hey, fuckface. Why do you think you're so important? You haven't changed music at all, unless dressing and acting like a metrosexual is changing the game. Last time I checked, you're the only douchebag doing those things. You look like you just got your wisdom teeth cut out every day. You once said you're a rock star like Axl Rose. You gonna get fat, wear braids, and lose your voice? I hope so, but you'll probably still think you're relevant. Your ego is so big, Floyd Mayweather thinks you're arrogant. If it weren't for Jay-Z, you would still be a producer and we wouldn't hear all the dumbass things you say or do. The president doesn't like black people, really? So the hurricane was his fault? I thought you were God or Jesus. You portrayed Jesus on the cover of Rolling Stone like you got crucified. Pretty sure Jesus died so we go to heaven. You get criticism because you suck. You like sloppy 1000s? Because that's what you're getting with your wife. She's had more black dick in her than Hanes underwear. You named your daughter North, so her name's Northwest. Sounds like a stripper name for a low-end gentleman's club with a needle-marked clients that suck dick for drugs. Fuck you, you piece of shit. I hope you and your wife and her family get in a plane wreck. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself. Like it looks like someone fucked your mouth and your jaws are permanently swollen.
Fantastic. Yeah, he did. I think he did proclaim himself as a sort of god or a god or something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it him that said that his job as a rapper is just as dangerous, if not more, than a United States soldier at war?
I don't know if it was him, but I know for sure Tom Cruise did.
Yeah, I think Kanye West said that too.
Yeah.
Something like to that effect. But hey, being a rapper.
Hey, Kanye, not even close, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. And Maverick has got his new squeaky toy.
Yeah.
I think he's doing it just to irritate you.
What's your Canadian story?
I saw a truck the other day, and it had like U.S. Army veteran, all these veteran stickers on it. So, and then the license plate said USA, as in like EH, like USA. I thought, that's clever. It's a Canadian hiding in America, but I found you. I found you.
All right, let's see. Where's this?
I bet he's really sorry about it.
Yeah.
About having that on his car.
So next time, I'm going to print the Dr. Jeff out so you can read the questions and I can answer them. Yeah. Dude, I forgot about it.
I almost texted you about it, but I thought, no big deal.
I literally played GTA 5 until I came over here.
Yeah, it's so amazing. I'm glad you're finally playing it.
Yeah.
They added a lot of new cars and airplanes and a helicopter, which really excites me.
Right. All right, so the first question was sent about you.
Oh, my.
Dr. Jeff, is Brandon an alcoholic in your opinion? He was always drinking at the first of the show. Do you need an intervention? Signed, Worried Sick. Dear Worried Sick, to answer your last question first, no, there doesn't need to be an intervention. He is an alcoholic and he is wasted right now. He also is a sex addict and likes long walks on the beach. Fucking don't send me dumbass questions.
Whether or not I need an intervention depends on how hot the person giving me the intervention is.
Right.
I did see something funny. It's a t-shirt. I like long walks on the beach after anal. I meant to send that to you earlier and I forgot.
That's funny.
And it's got like a picture, a silhouette of a couple holding hands walking on a into a sunset with a palm tree. It's pretty funny. I would like to find that shirt.
All right, here's the next one. Dr. Jeff, my mom let 3 of my friends run a sex train on her and has put a strain on our friendship. What should I do? Signed, Why God Why. Her dear Why God Why. First, that's hilarious to me. If your mom is hot, send her our way. Second, tell your mom not to be a whore with your friends.
Yeah, how come we weren't invited?
Yeah, I don't know. Dr. Jeff, why are you so mean? You must have a small penis. Signed, I hope you die. Dear, I hope you die. Your mom likes the size of it.
And I mean, you'll probably die someday. Just given the human record of everyone in history dying. So.
Yeah, that's true. And here's the last one. Dr. Jeff, you is a punk biatch. You be talking shit, you pussy motherfucker. What can I do to meet up with you and beat that ass? Signed, Big Time. And time spelled T-Y-M-E.
Naturally, yeah.
Dear Big Time, the first thing you should do is go shoot all the English teachers you had throughout your schooling career. I'm gonna guess you dropped out in high school. I am a pussy-liking motherfucker. Ask your mom and call me daddy from now on.
Oh, that's funny. Man, maybe he was asking for gay sex.
Maybe.
He said he wanted to pound you.
Yeah, well, I'll send him to Cornell.
Yeah, he needs some love.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw Cordell the other day.
We did.
It was a good time.
At the IHOP.
Good time of IHOP and coffee drinking and storytelling. And
it's true.
Yeah, we need to do that more often. Still haven't convinced him to come on the show.
Yeah,
not sure why.
He's too busy watching foreign football.
iCarly. Yeah. Marathons. Oh, well.
All right. I've got one more thing, and I'll say what I really want to after I'm done.
Okay.
But I'll really know by your reaction to it. And this is my open letter about or else on the show.
Okay, yeah.
And then after that, I'm done.
All right.
Besides the ending line.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And, until next time. Yeah.
And plugging our
stuff. The commercial stuff.
All right. So this is for people that do Elf on a Shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all of you. I don't care if you're offended. It's one of the dumbest things ever that people do. You are some of the most sensitive people I've ever met. If anyone says anything about it, you get butt hurt. Especially when people act like they've done it for a long time. Guess what? I've done my research. It's based on a 2005 children's book by Carol Abersold to sell books and elves. You dumbasses played right into her hands. The plot is, between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve, elves watch children to see if they are naughty or nice to report to Santa. Does that mean you can do whatever the rest of the year? Are all the Christmas songs lying about the time frame Santa watches? Yeah, I don't think so. First of all, everyone knows Santa has hidden cameras all around the house and the world to spy on you. He sees when you touch yourself in the bathroom. He sees when you cheat on a test and deny it. He sees when your parents fight about what the hell they're going to do with you because you're turning out to be a douchebag. Second, the fact that elves spy on kids is some creepy and pedophile shit. One day there will be a 60 Minutes special on where the news guy comes in and starts grilling the elf with a cigarette and bottle of whiskey that is waiting on the kid to show up to a specific location that he met in a chat room to do child porn.
Awesome.
Elves are specifically at the North Pole to help make the toys and watch the footage of all the tape to see if you've been naughty or nice. They edit the high and low points to show the big man, and then they discuss the pros and cons to each child. Kris Kringle ultimately decides the outcome. If you need any more information on this stupid fad, then send an email to yougotfucked@gmail.com. This is Jeff signing off with watch your back if you have an elf in your house, because he will put an elf dick in your butt.
Oh, it's all true. It's such a horrible thing.
And people are like, we've done it for 40 years. Yeah. No, you haven't.
No, you haven't. Absolutely not. Yeah, it's such, and they act like they're the only ones who do it. Like, they're so original for doing it.
Yeah.
Like, how creative. No.
That lady's, they played into her hands, man. Yeah. She's made so much money off those dumbasses.
It's ridiculous.
But that's probably the most thought out open letter I've had as far as like just.
Yeah, you actually did some research for that.
Yeah. Normally I just rage.
You're definitely getting into the school mood there.
I know, which starts January 12th. I got 2 online classes.
Wow. There you go. Yeah.
To get a piece of paper that says I'm smarter than you. No, you know?
I need to get one of those myself.
Yeah.
The girl who does my hair is going back to school, and she's already talking about hiring me to tutor her math.
Nice.
I'm like, sweet.
And I'll have to save this for next episode because I just found out about it, but just to prepare you, there's actually a paranormal society at NSU, and they send out emails to everyone that's a student.
Wow, that's nice of them.
Yeah, so I'm going to research that a little bit and have an open letter about that.
Here we go. Maybe we can get one of them on as a guest, but not before Why God, Wise Mom.
Yeah.
That's got to be our next special guest. Yeah. We haven't had one for a while.
That's true. Speaking of that, my friend Renico just started listening to us. Not too long ago.
I was going to say.
And he loves it, and I really, really want him to be on the show. He'd be funny.
Let's do it.
But I told him he could be on a show sometime. I told him I'd let him know when we record next. He's working tonight. But yeah, man, he's a good guy. He talks so much shit, and people get so offended. He's one of those people that no one can tell if he's joking or not.
Nice. Yeah, so you're saying he'll fit right in.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
That's all I got.
Oh, man. It was a good night.
It was, and we're doing good. We're about where we usually are.
We're doing well, also. We never do good. I do good all the time. You know, saving lives and women.
You are a do-gooder.
I'm a good doer.
Yeah. All right, ending. Oh, I guess we got to plug the Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
Plug it good. Plug the Facebook.
Yeah. We've got a Facebook page. It's called Shut Up and Listen. Go like it. Send thoughts, requests on there. They probably won't be read, or we probably won't do anything you ask, but we might.
The bar is high.
Yeah, it's very high.
So
just, when we talk about elves sticking it in your ass, you know the...
Yeah, yeah. Send us some hate mail, too. I'd read that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wipe my crack with it.
Yeah, and then continue by trashing you.
Yeah, scratch my balls with it.
Yeah.
If you want to be a guest, it's a long application. First off, start by being a female.
And hot.
And attractive. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, pretty much you just have to give us sexual favors.
Yeah. Or, you know, something to that effect, I guess.
Or at least be naked while you do the show.
At least topless or something like that. That's not too much to ask, is it?
Not really.
No, I don't think so. Not in today's society. I mean,
pretty.
Equal rights, yeah. Free the nipple.
Yeah.
I think I saw a
movement.
Free
the boobies.
So, awesome. Yeah, do that. Maybe, I know we've been talking about it, but maybe Mav and I will make a video and put it on there.
Yeah, you should.
Depends on if he's in the mood to be on camera. He's pretty, he's kind of a diva, so.
Yeah, he expects a lot of money when he's on camera.
Yeah, plus I'm always drunk, you know, so.
Yeah, you're wasted.
It wouldn't be a very steady shot, I guess, so.
It's true. All right, we'll people. See. Guess it's ending line time.
Ending line time.
Remember, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered, because we don't want any more fucking idiots in the world. Thank you. That's all I have.
Well said. And also remember, 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
It's true.
Mine is.
That's why I shake everyone's hand.
That's right.
All right, people. We'll catch you on the flip side.
See ya.